MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, October 9, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. The State Attorney General sues TikTok. Greenbelt moves to protect North Shore Forest. And Peabody High Schoolers take advantage of a new Salem State admissions program. Mix of clouds and sun today, mid-60s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 4:17 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that the state's top law enforcement official is taking Chinese-owned TikTok to court over claims that popular short-form video app is harming youth mental health by designing its platform to be addictive to kids. A complaint filed Tuesday in the state superior court alleges that the company and its affiliates are violating the state's consumer protection laws and have contributed to a mental health crisis among hundreds of thousands of young people who use the platform. The lawsuit mirrors legal challenges filed Tuesday by more than a dozen other states, which stem from a bipartisan coalition of attorneys general, including California, Mississippi, Kentucky, and New Jersey, who created a working group to look into possible litigation. All of the complaints were filed in state courts. Stephen Hagan's reporting in the Gloucester Times, Greenbelt, Essex County's land trust, is leading an effort to protect 330 acres of forest in Gloucester and Manchester-by-the-Sea. The nonprofit's De Normandy Woods Long Hill Conservation Program aims to safeguard the area's natural habitat, preserve an extensive trail system, and serve to protect land in the watershed from potential development. The De Normandy Woods Conservation Project includes Long Hill and links together watershed that supplies Gloucester's drinking water, conservation land owned by the town of Manchester-by-the-Sea, and parcels owned by Greenbelt and the Manchester-Essex Conservation Trust. The project will complete the conservation of a 1,400-acre forested area that spans parts of Gloucester, Manchester, and Essex. The land includes a trail network enjoyed by bikers, hikers, and outdoor enthusiasts. Salem State reports that Salem State University celebrated more than 30 Peabody Veterans Memorial High School seniors last Friday who had been accepted to college ahead of most of their peers through the SSU Applies to You Direct Admissions Program. These students applied to Salem State at the end of their junior year without having to pay application fees or fill out some paperwork typically required for the admissions process. The program's goal is to simplify the admissions process and make it more equitable for more students, according to a statement from Salem State. After applications submitted through the program are reviewed over the summer, the university sends out decisions by the end of September. This year's cohort of Peabody High School students accepted into the program were celebrated at Salem State's campus with a ceremony on Friday. More news in 60 seconds.
Hey everybody, Dominic Castro here, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSONewsSports.com. What do we got this week on each of our shows? On the North Shore, a coach who won his 400th match in girls soccer and the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. What else we got going on? Merrimack Valley. Another coach, OG, another OG coach, the Haverhill girls and boys cross country coach, who gives us not only an update on his team, but of the Merrimack Valley and what's going on in that conference. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Have a great week.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
In new report, Jim Sullivan writes in the Daily News, just over a week after a boy was hit by a car while trying to cross the street with his bike at the intersection of High and Market Streets in Newburyport, Mayor Sean Reardon has identified 16 problematic downtown intersections he'd like to make safer for cyclists and pedestrians. Late last month, Reardon told the Daily News he was working with the Department of Public Services as well as the Newburyport Police Department to craft a proposal for the city council that would address high-profile crossings as soon as it could. And Emily Rosenberg writes on itemlive.com, Lynn Community Health Center was one of 400 community health centers across the country to receive $240 million in federal behavioral health service expansion awards last week. according to the Office of U.S. Representative Seth Moulton. LCHC was awarded $600,000 to strengthen its mental health and substance use programs, particularly its behavioral health training program. Panthers 6, Bruins 4 last night. Bruins host Canadiens on Thursday. And Salem News sports writer Matt Williams reports T.J. Barrill has retired from coaching baseball and is now the director of athletics at Essex Tech. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.